Blog Talk Radio.
The switchboard of YouTube, the switchboard, so the switchboard or bingo, the switchboard, so y'all have, so listen, y'all have, so listen, so y'all have, the number, so listen, so
Sweating so much tonight? The girls want to know.
I'm sweating so much tonight, Miss Day, because I have all of these devices up, Miss Day. I have all of these lights on, honey. I have ring lights and everything on to come and bring you a motherfucking show. And no, none of my bags that I have purchased came from my PPP loan, baby. They came from my husband purchasing them. My coins from my PPP loan is still sitting in my motherfucking account from my motherfucking LLC that I had for over fucking 7 motherfucking years for the Jess Kelly Entertainment, Miss Day. Won't you girls go and look it up, Miss Day, bitch? The Jess Kelly is not just a show that is done here on Bingo, Miss Day. She's also an LLC, Miss Day. So you go and check it out, Miss Day. So all my coins from my PPP loan is still sitting in my account. So now you have a wonderful day, and thanks for reaching out. I don't know who you girls think that y'all playing with, mistake, bitch, girl, when it comes to a motherfucking bad bitch like me, mistake, bitch. Yes, you bitches have went and you post my motherfucking name. You put my name in that motherfucking thing, bitch, girl. And I keep telling you bitches, honey, that Jess Kelly is not just a motherfucking shit that I do here, mistake, bitch. She's LLC too, mistake, bitch. So stop playing with me, faggots. I don't know who you faggots think you playing with.
I know. One of the premium comments texting me, you know I know.
Honey, okay, and so listen, I got a premium text that just came to my phone, and I was going to get to this mistake, bitch, when I was getting down into other things. Well, we're going to talk about Lil James telling his lover to start the fight with Wilmer West, mistake, girl, and all of these other people, mistake, girl. I was going to get to that mistake. I was going to get to the fight with Bamsey, mistake, girl. I was going to get to the fight with Lil James and Jack North Carolina Rebel. Lord, mistake that happened at the Globe Party that none of you bitches knew about because they was real respectful, mistake, and went around the corner, mistake, and they had the motherfucking fight around the corner, mistake, bitch, girl. Yeah, I was going to get to all of that. Y'all had to give me time to get to all of that, mistake, girl. Like, damn, mistake, we warming up.
Take your time.
Girl, I'm going to get to all of that, mistake, girl. Yeah, I know about all of that, mistake, girl. Who do y'all think y'all dealing with? Y'all ain't got to text me this stuff, mistake. I'm Mother Gossip, mistake. Yeah, I know about the fight, bitch. I knew how everybody, y'all all was sitting here, and ain't nobody that really knew about the fight, mistake, bitch, and that happened on Friday night at the Globe Party, mistake, because they went around the corner and had the fight and was real respectful about the fight and went around the corner and Lil James wore Jack out, mistake, girl. Honey, okay? Yes, I heard, I talked about it, mistake, girl. Yeah, I'm going to talk about how they was all mistake, how listen, I got to say allegedly, mistake, because I don't want the girl suing me, but allegedly, mistake, girl, they say they was all fucking and sucking and everything, mistake, and now everybody, this one now went to that relationship, and this one now went to that relationship, and now, mistake, everybody's fighting and stuff, mistake, girl, honey, okay? Bitch, y'all know I got the tea, mistake. Y'all know Lil James is my nephew, and I love Lil James down, mistake, honey. Girl, they gave the very that baby woe from the tea that I got allegedly, mistake. They said Lil James was still sending the other little West Child coins and stuff to pay his bills and stuff, mistake, girl. I'm only saying the tea that came to my desk, mistake, girl. Ooh. Please don't shoot me, mistake. I'm only the messenger.
You being real tonight.
Oh, you being real.
I'm only the messenger.
This is shit like this what make me respect you, because you'll go and you'll knock on your own door and everybody else's. That's the part that I like about this.
Amen.
Okay.
I can appreciate that.
Amen.
That's real.
And to all you girls out here, and to the girls that's texting, because y'all know I can see it comes up on my phone, and it comes up on my computer, mistake. Girl, let me tell y'all something. I'm a real bitch, mistake. Girl, bitch, I'm a real bitch. I don't know what the fuck happened 2 years ago before the motherfucking pandemic, mistake, bitch, when we was in our other foundation, mistake, girl, okay? Yes, when we was in our other foundation, the girl said that they wasn't going the year after that, but mistake, it was a pandemic, mistake, bitch. And in between the pandemic, mistake, we switched from Miss Rahi, mistake, to Gorgeous Gucci. And yes, the Gorgeous Gucci's was not going yet. That's why they have no motherfucking table, and they was gonna fucking boycott. And then they decided at the last minute they was gonna motherfucking go, mistake, girl. And then we said, bitch, well, if y'all going, mistake, bitch, y'all ain't walking since y'all decided at the last minute, cause we ain't have no dress code, and we wasn't gonna fuck up the momentum we had for the last two motherfucking bulls. So y'all bitches ain't gotta text me and ask me, am I gonna talk about it, bitch? Because I talk about everything, mistake, bitch. What y'all think? Y'all think I'm not going to spill the gorgeous Gucci motherfucking tea mistake because y'all text me mistake and think I ain't going to talk about it and I talk about other motherfucking houses mistake? I'm a real motherfucking bitch. Okay? Yeah, and that was the real, that was one of the reasons, that was one of the reasons why I wasn't in Chicago this weekend, mistake, because they decided at the last minute that they was going to go to the ball, mistake. I'm a last minute type of bitch, mistake, girl. I got to keep my memento and my look that I got going, mistake, into the Barmaid ball, mistake. So they decided at the last minute, bitch, I wasn't going to jump up at the last minute and try to get me a wig and a makeup artist and all types of shit, mistake, to get to the ball. Bitch. Y'all know, mistake, bitch, I've been coming out for years looking like motherfucking Shrek. Now that I'm giving y'all big Fiona, mistake, bitch, I wasn't coming and rushing and going to Chicago this weekend and going back to Shrek for y'all to read me. I'm just saying, I'm keeping it real. Bitch, y'all feed me the last couple of balls, mistake, bitch, I was looking like Fiona. They gonna talk about on Monday they go into the ball. Mother, are you coming? Bitch, I gotta get a makeup artist and hairdressers and everything. Bitch, I'm gonna look like Shrek this weekend. I'm staying home.
Oh,
you won't have me outside looking like Shrek.
Oh, bitch, you is back. Welcome back,
son. Oh, baby, I told y'all, baby, if I was coming back tonight, I was coming back. But let's get to the real shit, bitch, because I didn't really come here to talk about no motherfucking, I didn't come here to talk about no motherfucking balls, because I can give two fucks about a ball. And Rodney and I'm about to go live. Let's get to the real motherfucking shit that I came here to motherfucking talk about, okay? So let me tell y'all something. So last year, I told y'all, when Legendary came out, that all you hoes was not motherfucking equal when it came to motherfucking Legendary, okay? I told you hoes, mistake girl, that all you hoes didn't have the same contract and all you hoes was not getting the same thing. But y'all let those Caucasian people from HBO tell y'all, you know, give everybody the same contract, so when all of you hoes sat down, mistake girl, all y'all contracts was the same, mistake girl. And you know what, girl, and it was like, oh, mother, no mother. Some people were telling me that after the show was over, mother, you was wrong. Auntie, you was wrong. This, that, you was wrong. All our shit was the same. If y'all bitches don't open up your eyes and pay attention and stop thinking that this person that's been in the community for 28 years, come October 22nd of this year, is lying to y'all, and these Caucasian motherfucking people that just came in y'all community motherfucking 3 years ago is telling y'all the motherfucking truth, y'all bitches are ass. So let's get to it. Legendary is a ballroom competition show where everyone should be equal when it comes to being a part of this show. And everybody's going on this show in the hopes of winning $100,000. But you're all not equal, mistake girl, okay? And I'm going to tell you exactly why y'all are all not equal. Because y'all never had, y'all these bitches never had a fighting motherfucking chance when it came to the Legendary iconic house of Balenciaga. Let me tell y'all why. Because the new queen, the new princess of motherfucking Vogue Femme, Miss Honey, has a nasty motherfucking contract when it came to Legendary. Miss Honey contract, she had to be on the show at least until the last episode of Legendary, or she was not going to be a part of the show. How is that fair to any other house that came on and was just going to be on there, honey? So y'all never had a fighting chance when it came to Honey and her contract. Y'all never had a fighting chance when it came to Honey and her contract, because on the next two episodes, Honey is not going to be on the next two episodes. But in everybody's contract that they signed for Legendary, if you miss two episodes back to back, your family should be sent home. Honey's going to miss the next two episodes, but the Balenciagas are still on the motherfucking show. Let's talk about it. You bitches are not motherfucking equal when it comes to this motherfucking contract and the motherfucking shit that goes on, honey. Man. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about how y'all see. Wait, hold on. Don't ask no questions. Don't ask no questions until I'm done. Let me get it all out. Okay? You bitches are not equal when it comes to your motherfucking contract, mistake bitch, because if you see on the show Legendary, you see they have called Stasha a transgender. They have called Stasha a femme queen. The same thing with Simone.
Ooh.
The legendary, iconic mother, overall mother, Shannon Balenciaga, has in her contract. They cannot call her a transgender. They cannot call her a femme queen until she's ready to reveal her motherfucking tea on the show. You bitches are not equal. You
right.
bitches are not the motherfucking same. I keep telling you hoes that, Miss Bang. These judges sit up here. These judges are legendary. They sit up here with these microphones and these things in their ear, Miss Bang, and the Caucasian people is in the back, and they're telling them what to do and what the motherfucking say, Miss Bang girl, okay?
Yes.
Baby, the only motherfucking, let me give y'all the tea. The next couple of episodes that's coming up, Miss Bang, they're going to have a category on the show, and it's going to be face.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm not done. It's going to be a category on the show, and it's going to be face. And hold on, I'm not done. Hold on, everybody, please be quiet because I need everybody to hear this. The next category, the next couple of shows that's coming up, they're going to have the face, Lindsay, the next couple of balls that's coming up, they're going to have the face category. Shannon loses face. Stasha loses face. Simone loses face. The only person that I would see since the show started with them losing face to that would still be on the show would be the icon Jason Prodigy, but we already know that the Prodigies went home the second episode when the Prodigies really went home the first episode. Okay? So how did Shannon and Simone and all of the girls lose face to one of these butch queens that's on the show? All the butch queens that's left on the show would never, ever have a day against any of these girls in ballroom, and we're talking about real ballroom. So, what's going on, legendary judges? It's ballroom. And we're judging these on ballroom basics and ballroom aspects. I don't understand how the Balenciagas is no shade to nobody that I'm speaking about. This has nothing to do with any of the houses and all the things that I'm saying, so I want to put that out there now. This has nothing to do with the houses. This has to do with legendary and the show that y'all signed up to be a part of that is not really a reality ballroom show, Miss Thang, bitch. They're here to do what the fuck they want to do, bitch, to make their motherfucking money, Miss Thang. And the judges is not sitting here. And the judges on the show is not sitting here actually giving y'all real ballroom motherfucking critiques. Because if we was in a real ball where Shannon fell on the first or the second episode, Shannon would have been chopped at a real ball. But Shannon got praises for that on Legendary. But did Deja Vu and her stunts and her antics that she do at a ball get sent home, and the child she got sent home to in the House of Icon was falling out of her dips and all types of shit? So what was the judges seeing? Or was that just the Caucasian people in y'all motherfucking ear like they was last motherfucking season? The reason the House of Tishi got kicked off this motherfucking show and got sent home is because when it comes to the money ball that they had last year, the House of motherfucking Tishi destroyed every motherfucking category when it came to the money ball, Miss Thang, and they didn't want the House of Tishi to win any more motherfucking money, so that's why the House of Tishi was sent home, Miss Thang. This is ballroom, and real ballroom, judges get read all the time by the contestants. So why, when Simone and all the people that are reading the judges, it's not being put on television if this is a real ballroom reality show? Okay, the body category that's going to be coming up on the show, the person that wins body, mistake, don't even have body, mistake, bitch, but they win motherfucking body over everybody and all the girls. If this is the ballroom reality competition, mistake, girl, what's going on with this show? Why is all we having all of these hiccups and all of these things going on, mistake, girl? And it's one bitch that's on the motherfucking show that got kicked off the motherfucking show, mistake, bitch, and it was in her contract that she got as well. That bitch, whenever she get kicked off the show, Miss Thang, she will still get paid for the whole season. And she was still getting paid for the whole season. You bitches are not the same. You bitches are not equal. Why was Honey Balenciaga allowed to go home for her funeral, for her family funeral, but the legendary Diego was not allowed to go home for his motherfucking family's motherfucking funeral? But Honey was allowed to go home, Miss Thang. You bitches are not equal, Miss Thang. These white people don't give a fuck about y'all, but y'all keep selling y'all motherfucking soul for the almighty motherfucking dollar. But I'm going to close this out. I'm going to close this out, and everybody that's on my panel can start and talk and say what they want to say, and then we can go to the comments and the concerns and everything. But what I do want to say is congratulations to the $100,000 iconic legendary house of Miyake motherfucking Mugler for winning the motherfucking coin. Arturo, you turned that the fuck out, mistake, bitch. You ain't let those motherfuckers take your creativity and your talent and spin it around and do the shit that you wanted, motherfucker. They wanted the motherfucking do to make the motherfucking Mugler look the way they look, mistake, girl. They so worried. They were so worried about Arturo pulling up his motherfucking shit, mistake, when they should have been worried about how motherfucking Arturo and the motherfucking Mugler ate that motherfucking shit the fuck up last week, but they was more worried about Arturo pulling up his shit because he ain't want his stomach coming out. But as he was pulling it up, he still caught the motherfucking beat and caught the motherfucking routine. Let's talk about it. The floor is open for you girls to talk. Like I told y'all, mistake, bitch, it is petty motherfucking Monday, and I'm always here for the motherfucking shit.
All that people saying, I don't give a fuck about the show. It has nothing to do with me. People are saying that's a little unbiased and unfair that this man was also the creative director of season one. Now your house went season two.
It's a major disadvantage to other teams.
You're not wrong for what you said about Arturo being creative director of the last season, but listen, everybody is to a disadvantage, Miss A, girl, when it comes to being on the show and being a part of the show, Miss Faye. Girl, it was so late, and I don't know how true this is, but I'm going to say allegedly, Miss Faye, girl. Let me spill the tea. Camaro, it was so late, Miss Faye, girl, that they didn't want to use your overall father, Miss Faye, bitch, so you ain't let them use the name Blodic, Miss Faye, so they had to form the House of Motherfucking Love. Why you ain't just do what Tap did, Miss Faye? They ain't want Tap on the show, but they still wanted the Monk Jealous, and Tap said, if y'all don't want me, bitch, y'all can't have my motherfucking house. Oh, yeah, bitch, I'm here for the motherfucking shit, Miss Faye, girl, honey, okay?
Cracking, I'm in this space, Cracking, I'm a commentator of all of my matches in Haga, Cracking, I'm just excited.
Okay, I'm just saying, Miss Faye, girl, bitch, and we're going to have a reality ballroom motherfucking show, Miss Faye, and it's going to be motherfucking real, Miss Faye, and it's going to be ballroom reality. Let the ballroom be reality. Let everybody come into the show, bitch, on equal motherfucking playing grounds, Miss Faye, bitch. Nobody should have a motherfucking disadvantage against any other motherfucking house. Okay, bitch? And to all you motherfucking other houses that was supposed to be on the show, mistake, bitch, and y'all was supposed to be in quarantine, mistake, bitch, but y'all was sending y'all girlfriends down to take y'all COVID test, mistake, girl, and then still got some motherfucking L.A., mistake, and still failed y'all COVID test because y'all girlfriends failed their COVID test. Y'all bitches was dumb as motherfucking bricks, too.
Oh, God. Tell me. Oh, my. Hey, tell me. Keep going.
I'm just saying, Miss Faye, girl, how you know you're supposed to be on quarantine and you got to take a COVID test, Miss Faye, and you send your girlfriend down to take the COVID test, and then your girlfriend tests positive for COVID. How fucking dumb are you motherfucking bitches?
They give us rapid tests when I come back.
How dumb are you bitches? I'm just saying. But y'all know, after this show is over, I'm just going to be the bitter black transgender that didn't wind up on the show. But everything that I'm telling y'all and everything that I'm saying to y'all, like I said to y'all last season, I'm saying, it's the God's honest motherfucking truth. We have too much motherfucking talent after the first season of motherfucking Polls, after the first season of Legendary. I keep saying this to y'all. We have too much motherfucking talent in this motherfucking community that we can't motherfucking shoot our own motherfucking show and our own motherfucking pilot and bring all that money into our community, into our motherfucking pocket. But y'all keep letting these Caucasian people come in here and sell y'all a motherfucking dream and do whatever the fuck they want to do to y'all, bitch, and y'all bite the motherfucking bullet for motherfucking pennies, and these motherfuckers is making millions off of y'all. But y'all sit here and y'all wonder, y'all keep saying, oh my God, Kelly, you got so much talent. Why are you not on nobody's show? Why are you not this and why are you not this? Because the things that the Caucasian people do to y'all and y'all allow them to do to y'all, I'm not going to allow them to do to me. You're not going to have editing control over how you make me look on television without my approval. You're not going to give me pennies and you making motherfucking millions, bitch. You're not going to whitewash me, bitch, for me to be this. Calm your attitude down. You're cursed. You're too loud. You're this and you that. And you need to do this and be this way and be that way for you to be on television. If you want me and you accept me, you accept me for who I am and what I am and what I bring to the table. I'm not going to whitewash myself and my motherfucking image down to be on nobody's motherfucking television, bitch. I will sit here on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and every other bingo and every other social media outlet and continue to do my shit and get my shit to the motherfucking masses, bitch. But I will not sell myself out for these Caucasian people. I will be no one's motherfucking house motherfucking nigga for these Caucasian people that I'm going to bend over backwards and do what the fuck they want me to do and move how the fuck they want me to move and talk how the fuck they want me to talk for me to be on anybody's motherfucking show. But y'all go head on, baby, honey, because y'all know y'all going to get rave reviews. Y'all going to keep watching the show, Miss Thang Girl, honey, and y'all going to keep being on, Miss Thang Girl, honey, okay? Keep being on, and y'all going to be on next season, Miss Thang Girl, and it's going to be the same motherfucking way next motherfucking season, bitch, and you bitches are going to sit here and sell y'all soul out to these motherfucking Caucasian people that don't give a fuck about y'all. Why can't we go out here and we got makeup artists? We got stylists, we got camera people, we got designers and all types of shit, Miss Thang. We got areas all over New York City, all over D.C., all over Chicago, all over L.A., Miss Thang, all over North Carolina that we can go and shoot our own motherfucking pilot, bitch, and go and pitch it to a motherfucking network, bitch, and get picked up and make the money that they're making and keep it in our community with us. Y'all didn't learn anything. I guess nobody actually sat back and listened to what Junior said years later about Paris is burning and what Jenny Livingston did to them. That is the same thing that's happening here to y'all right motherfucking now, bitch. But it's just happening. It's just happening in a cleaner motherfucking way. And y'all ain't learned nothing. But y'all still out here and y'all still playing with these Caucasian people that don't give a fuck about y'all. Okay? The first season of Legendary, see, they flew everybody to L.A. this year. But the first season, everybody, the production crew and everybody came from L.A. to Connecticut. They whole families was here in motherfucking mansions and Airbnbs in motherfucking Connecticut with nannies and all types of shit watching their kids while they were shooting the show. But you motherfucking, you niggers was motherfucking in a motherfucking Holiday Inn. But they whole family and nannies and everything was flew here from L.A. But y'all was in an Airbnb. But y'all was in the motherfucking Holiday Inn. Why they had an Airbnb and all type of shit with nannies and shit for their kids. But y'all had the Holiday Inn. But y'all the talent. Baby, y'all better open up your eyes. Y'all better open up your eyes and y'all better pay attention, Miss Thang. And y'all better realize at the end of the day, yes, I have been here, Miss Thang, in this team for over 20 years. Miss Thang, I have been doing this radio for over 15 years. And yes, I have been a messy motherfucking bitch. Smutting some of you bitches out, spilled your tea, post your pictures and all types of motherfucking shit that I have done to y'all, Miss Thang, bitch. Yes, I have been that girl. I went to jail and I found a new light in myself and came home and became a different person. Yes, I can still be messy and give you the tea, bitch, but I can also be real and give you the real. Y'all need to open up your eyes and y'all need to pay attention that Kelly is not the enemy, bitch. The enemy is HBO and those Caucasian people. I am not the enemy. Y'all need to stop listening to them when they telling you, bitch, that I'm lying, bitch, and I'm not telling you bitches the truth. because everything that I'm telling y'all is the motherfucking truth. I can give y'all, I can be real shady, and I can give y'all the list of all the rest of the houses that's going to go home in order that they're going to go home on the show, because yes, I have the order of every house that's going to go home for the next couple of weeks on the show. Yeah, I have all the names. I had them every time the episode ended. I had all the motherfucking names. Bitch, but I'm not going to be that shady, and I'm not going to be that messy. But y'all need to open up your eyes, and y'all need to pay attention that I am not the enemy. I am one person that is a black transgender in this community and not going to sell my soul to these Caucasian people, and I'm going to tell y'all the motherfucking truth, bitch, and give y'all the facts for y'all to open up your eyes and for y'all to pay attention. I'm not here to harm y'all, bitch. I'm here to help y'all, and I'm here to let y'all see y'all worth and y'all growth that y'all have. You have a lot of people that's out here that working with these people and running with these people that are y'all enemies, Miss Thing, bitch. I'm not her. I'm not bitter about anything that's going on in the show. I'm not bitter that I'm not on the show, baby. I'm sitting home in my house, and I'm enjoying being home in my house with my bag, with my bags, and enjoying my bags, Miss Thank Girl. Y'all need to open up your eyes and pay attention, okay? This shit is not for y'all, okay? I sat back, and this is what I'm going to end this show on, honey, okay, baby? And I'm going to take some comments from my panels that's up here. But I sat back, and y'all know I'm a hoarder when it comes to watching shows and watching series. So when a new series come on for a show, I like to go back before it start and watch the whole last season so I can be caught up. Have anybody even paid attention? Yes, Pose is great, and we're loving Pose. But what does anything that is going on Pose this season have to do with last season? Why is Ryan Murphy ending the show so fast? And the way the show ended last season, it should have picked up on that on this season. What was the sense of Blanca being saved by the boy on the beach and him asking her out on a date? And now she's dating a doctor. What happened to the story with the lifeguard and him asking her on a date? What happened to the story of after she won that trophy for doing lip sync performance, she had two new kids that were sleeping on the pier? When did Poppy get working in this agency and all of these things? When did Blanca get in the hospital? What does all of that have to do with anything that has to do with last season? Y'all need to open up your eyes and y'all need to pay attention. These people not here for y'all, bitch. They act like y'all, they're here for y'all, but they not really here for y'all. Pay attention. Look, baby, I'm just trying to say, baby, don't kill the messenger, Miss Thang Girl, but I'm just here, Miss Thang. The floor is open for the panel if y'all want to say something, honey.
Y'all, this is foolish to me.
As a reference to Honey has a talent manager who did all of her contract stuff.
Yeah, Honey has a talent manager that went through Fatima, Miss Thing, bitch, and did her contract, Miss Thing, and got her a great motherfucking thing, Miss Thing, bitch. But that has nothing to do with every other motherfucking house, Miss Thing, that was at a disadvantage because of Honey's contract. Honey contract was a disadvantage to any other house. The Balenciagas, not saying that the Balenciagas don't have the talent to be on the show and to last that long, bitch, but by Honey contract alone was a disadvantage for every other house that went on the show.
Because to be fair, in watching, whether it was in the contract or not, I still think that my house would have still been there. I'm not trying to be biased at all. Just looking at what we've seen on the show. No,
well, boom, I love you. But if it was a fifth, we will all be drunk. We don't know how long the Balenciaga's gun would have last, baby, because Honey's contract, she had to be there to the final episode. Honey was allowed to go home for two episodes, Miss Thing, and missed two episodes. And it says in everybody's contract, if you miss two episodes, your family will be kicked off the show. But the Balenciagas were still on the show. That was unfair to everybody that was a part of the show. Diego wasn't allowed to go home for his mother's funeral, but Honey was allowed to go home for her funeral. And then after she went home for her funeral, she still didn't quarantine for 14 days, Miss Thing. She could have exposed everybody to outbreak of COVID by flying back to the East Coast and flying back to the West Coast. Let's talk about it.
That's a mess.
Thank you.
But listen.
Oh, you talking about the Royal Hassel Abasia?
They were sending their girlfriends down there to go get tested for them, Miss Thing, and their girlfriends came up positive, so the Abasias got kicked off the show because they were sending their girlfriends down to the testing site to get tested, Miss Thing, and they got kicked off, and they got kicked off the show because their girlfriends tested positive.
Let me see the letter. Jermaine, call the man.
I'm just saying, Miss Thing, girl. I'm just saying, honey. I'm here. I'm loud, loud, and in color, Miss Thing, bitch. And I'm always here for the motherfucking shit, bitch, honey, okay? Baby. And I give it to y'all. And I give it to y'all real, Miss Thing. But I'm about to end this show, Miss Thing, girl. And y'all go ahead on. And everybody got to make their posts and everything. And everybody, please. And let me say this. Let me tell you something, okay? Everybody was hitting me up, asking me how do I feel about Laomi's statement that she made about ballroom don't support her. That's Laomi's opinion, Miss Thing, about how ballroom doesn't support her and things of that nature. I know what I did personally for Laomi. Everybody in the world knows what I did personally for Laomi. So, you know, if she feels that because the people that chopped her and talked shit about her didn't support her, those are those people. But the main people in her life that supported her and was here for her and they supported her. And we are a part of Ballroom. And we'll always be a part of Ballroom. And no one can take that from us. Okay?
Baby. I don't know how she can feel that way. Like, because every time when she come out and she comes to her LSS and stuff like that, like, the girls go up. Like, this like, little young kids that want to, like, imitate her. You know what I'm saying? Like, doing her dips and the spins and stuff like that and everything. So, I don't get how she feels.
It's a disrespect for me. That's why I never fucked with her like this. It's a disrespect for me. It really just grinds my gears. Like, really, I hate when bitches get to a certain level and then you just try to act like, you know what I'm saying? We all have struggles through the scene, and you can say that you struggle. Question, say that you never had to perform a ballroom. And then it was like under the post when, you know, Gunna even came up under there and was telling her, like, you know, for all of this, is like a clap in the face for everyone in ballroom that has supported you, that has done this. And she's like, oh, well, that's y'all fault.
Talented, but she got a bad attitude.
Okay. Well, if it takes for me to be great and for me to sit here and conversate with you 900 and something people on Bingo and you 100 and something people on Instagram and you 80 something people on YouTube and you 400 and something people on motherfucking Facebook, if this is what it takes for me to be great, this thing, bitch, and this is my destiny, and this is my destiny for where it lies for me, it's for me to sit here in my home and continue to entertain y'all and bring y'all the real motherfucking tea and give y'all the real motherfucking dish, mistake, bitch, then that's what I'm going to continue to do, bitch. One thing for certain, two things for sure, I'm never going to sell myself out, bitch, to be a part of anything, bitch, okay? Because I know my talent and I know my worth. So to everybody that's out here, to all these social media outlets, that is here, I thank y'all for definitely coming and being a part of this show with me here tonight.
I'm a humble individual.
I come from time to time. I'm not going to put myself in a position
never.
That I'm going to come here every Jeez. Monday and give y'all a petty Monday. I can hold on, y'all, I can sit back and hold the tea that I have, because whether any other social media outlets pumps the tea, whenever I come and I give y'all the tea, bitch, no one can give it the way I give it. So I don't know when the next time I'm going to be back on live for Petty Mondays. I'll probably come back after Dallas because I know it's going to be some shady, some shit after Dallas, bitch. And I'll pump the tea, Miss Saint, bitch, because I know y'all bitches is going to be here, bitch, because ain't no bitch can do it the way I do it. Ain't no bitch can do it the way I do it. But I love y'all. I love y'all over here on motherfucking. I love y'all on Facebook. Thank you for showing up. I will definitely be back up on live, honey. I love y'all all for loving me. And make sure y'all have a good night on YouTube. I mean on Facebook. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway y'all go into, make sure y'all do practice safe sex on Facebook. I'll see y'all later. Okay, Facebook is done. Instagram, I love y'all all over here on motherfucking Instagram, baby, honey. Thank y'all for tuning in, and thank y'all motherfucking bitches for following me and subscribing, Miss Thing. Make sure y'all tell all y'all motherfucking girlfriends, Miss Thing, about me, Miss Thing girl. You never know when a bad bitch like me will pop up on motherfucking live, Miss Thing. I'll just pop up one day and be on live, bitch. Make sure y'all follow me. Bitch, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway y'all definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. Good night.
Motherfucking
YouTube. I fuck with you, YouTube, bitch. Listen, you motherfuckers on YouTube, bitch. I fuck with you bitches up on YouTube, bitch. You bitches up on YouTube, bitch. Y'all bitches have followed me for years, mistake. Y'all subscribe. Y'all watch my videos, bitch. Y'all got me moderated and everything over here on motherfucking YouTube. I fuck with y'all. I love y'all. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway y'all go into, I fuck with y'all. I'm out of here.
Come on over here.
Listen, to everybody that's... Hello? How you get my house phone number? Ain't nobody got my number. This number restricted. Nobody ain't got this number. Oh, you bitches. Oh, they